All right, guys, big episode of the Nordies podcast. Timothée Chalamet is playing Bob Dylan. It's huge trailers dropping all week long. Possibly a new James Bond, and we talk X-Men 97 here. And here we go, Nordy's podcast. I'm Eric. I'm here with Jim. How's it going?
It's going great, brother.
That's
awesome. What's up with you?
Not too much. Just enjoyed a great pod with you earlier in the week.
That was great.
It was really good.
Yeah, we had a good pod, and we had a good trip to Wisconsin.
Yeah, so, we went to Wisconsin. Yeah,
living it up, really. Yeah. I mean, pretty glamorous
stuff. Wisconsin is glamorous.
Yeah. You know, I will say that, like, I probably worry too much if I go downtown Minneapolis about I should wear this clothes or that.
I thought you were going to be like, because you could get killed.
No. I don't worry anything about that. I'm never getting killed, dude. I live forever. But like in Wisconsin, I felt free. I felt truly free.
Yeah.
I was wearing whatever I wanted. Comfy. Give me the fucking jeans and the hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Felt great. Overdressed everywhere we went.
Yeah.
Yep.
You were.
It was great.
You looked great, though.
Thank you.
All right. So here we go. First off, we need you guys to give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Nordy's Podcast and subscribe anywhere that you guys get your favorite podcast from. You get the Nordy's Podcast directly to your phone or your device each and every week for free.
Heyo. Appreciate you.
All right. So what are we drinking here?
All right. So this is Barrel Theory. Still making great beer over there, turns out. And this is their Rage Quit Pilsner. And it's got a cool shiny ass red can. And what do you think?
I really like it.
I think it's good, dude. It's got like that full flavored pilsner. It tastes like a little bit like grape candy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that at all?
Yeah, I'm really a fan of this.
I like it too.
I like pilsners.
I know.
Who doesn't? Pilsner is like, I know that this is blasphemy to like beer nerds, but like, I think pilsners just go with every time of year.
They do. And let me remind you that I was drinking a fine pilsner all weekend in Wisconsin. And do you know what can features a fine pilsner right on the front?
What?
My Miller Lights, baby.
Hey, there you go.
It's a fine pilsner. This is better.
Okay, so here we go. Do we care?
What do you got?
First up, talking about Minnesota, which we love to do, there's going to be a biopic with the biggest star in the world, Timothée Chalamet, and he's going to be playing Bob Dylan.
Bob.
Pretty boring.
Dylan. Yeah, are you?
Pretty boring.
I mean, I would be pretty bored.
I'm not going to see
by
this.
By really, like, I don't know if there's a musician in the world you could announce a biopic for that I'm going to be excited about.
Okay, let me honestly try
to think
of that.
You think about that while I think about this. Timmy, though, looks fantastic as a young Bob. Bob Dylan's pretty small dude, kind of mousy looking.
Yeah.
And they gave Timmy like the dark glasses and then like that kind of like he had the fro period a little bit more. And dude, he looks just like him. They put him in like, you know, the brown suede. Woo! Timmy is going to pull this off. He'll probably get, you know, lots of good accolades for this one. And I don't know if he can save it for me because I just get really bored by these movies. Like, you couldn't pay me enough to sit down and watch Ray.
No.
You know what I mean? Ray.
Absolutely not.
They tried to take the Rocket Man movie. Did you watch that one?
No, I don't watch any of these.
I watch all of them. And then I kind of like, yep, that one was boring too. And they tried to make that one as wild and crazy as they could. Still boring. Did you think of a single musician?
If I had to
pick
one?
The dude from AFI?
If I had to pick one, I would pick Snoop Dogg.
Really?
Yeah, murder is the case that they gave me. You could have had that.
Find out all
thing.
About the time he got
you could
acquitted.
Have him, yeah, you could go all the way from a murder trial to Martha Stewart.
Yeah, who's going to play Martha, though?
You know, like, I just think that that would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Jennifer
Lawrence.
Would I watch it? No.
No.
I wouldn't watch it. But
you
like,
would just be like,
it's
happy
the
it
one
exists.
I'd be like, oh, that's fun.
Like, I watched Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
Kind of boring.
I didn't watch that.
Yeah. Yeah, don't love him. So don't have high expectations for this. But it does, I mean, it has the Minnesota connection. He was in Bob Dylan's hometown, went to his home high school. And Bob Dylan does not really talk about Minnesota or claim Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't think Bob likes being from here that much.
And you know what?
Kind of a shame.
You know who else didn't really claim Minnesota as much as they should have?
Who?
Lizzo. And yeah. When's the last time you heard about Lizzo?
Yeah, exactly.
She should have been fucking...
She abandoned us. She
and
only
now
said the new man
canceled.
On the Minnesota Vikings.
And that
was all
that
we
is
got.
A good song.
That was a good line.
It's a great
Dalvin
line.
Cook.
Probably.
It was.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it was Dalvin Cook.
There was an actual man?
Yeah.
On the Vikings?
Dalvin Cook, yeah.
I had no idea. That's great.
That was her new man.
Okay.
Okay. What about this?
That was a big... I think you just broke like a big story, but...
You think so?
Yeah. But anyways, go ahead.
All right. So it was trailer fest this week. So we're going to go through some of the big trailers and
quick.
Things that are coming out.
Let's hit them. See if we're excited for them.
Or not quick. House of the Dragon.
Yeah. Right. House of the Dragon, baby. Are you excited about this?
Yeah. I can't wait.
You don't really need to see these trailers, do you? Because this... You're sold on it.
I'm seeing this... I'm appointment viewing this.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes when they do these trailers, you know, it's they're in a castle and it's the characters you know about and they're wearing period appropriate attire.
Yeah.
And that's really all you get. You get just like shots of the characters.
Yeah. I think sometimes they
use a cool voiceover. Yeah.
I think sometimes they underdo these trailers and that's fine. Like,
yes.
I think like Game of Thrones trailers were always so amazing because they pretty much showed you each character. And like where they were, but it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
It'd be like, Jon Snow is in the snow.
Right.
Sansa is also in the snow. Are they together?
Right.
Are
and
they
then
at the same
just,
place?
Oh. People would speculate endlessly
oh my
about
gosh.
It.
Jaime Lannister, new hair.
Hello.
Like, there wasn't anything yeah. you were really getting. You were just kind of seeing like each person.
Well, they'd be like, do you see what sword he's carrying?
Yeah.
That is probably Dawnbringer of the day. And if he has that, that means he's definitely in the South. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
People love, that's what all they want.
That was fun. Yeah. And dude, that was the time when I was really into Reddit. So I was really into those.
Oh, yeah. And then
baby.
You'd get like, you know, like at the end, you'd have like a shot of like how huge the dragon was.
Right.
And then
oh, the dragon
like,
got bigger.
Yeah, that would be so exciting. But they didn't give you anything else.
No. Really had no idea. And that's what these are, too. And that's good.
I think that
but
this,
that's coming up. A couple
yeah,
months, huh?
Yeah.
That's exciting. What's next? What else you got?
Here's some news. It's not a trailer, but we found out there's going to be a new Boondock Saints movie. This has been my bit for years.
Yeah.
There didn't need to be... like. It's the movie that when I was like 14, I thought was so cool.
Because they punched a woman in the beginning?
Yeah, I think that was why.
I mean, honestly,
and the toilet
it was just
part,
like,
the
yeah,
toilet
the toilet
part
was iconic.
That was cool.
I mean, it was like, that just doesn't
there was
do
a
anything
fire
for me
fight.
Now. That's, that was pretty good, too. Wait, does this movie rock?
I mean, they were using
and
they were using the N-word.
They were using...
I mean...
The white dudes were?
Yeah. Once
no
is,
way.
Yeah.
I know that like they had the F-slur in it.
Yeah,
written by a white by a straight man, and
there was
performed by a gay character. Definitely, just you know.
Yeah.
There
were some just like questionable decisions made in that movie. It just I remember rewatching it maybe 10 years ago, and I was like, wow, this aged so poorly.
Yeah,
inappropriate, not good.
It's insane that like having a white character say the N-word used to be like a punchline.
It was. It was a joke.
Like it was
it
like,
was
oh, this
joke.
Is an edgy joke.
It
what
was,
an edgy joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like an edgy joke. And it like when I heard it, I was like.
I watched Shaun of the Dead huh. recently. And like the Nick Frost, like the fat dumb friend.
Yeah.
Pulls up is like, what's up, my. Like, and you're like, okay.
And that was like a funny thing.
And that was that like probably got a big laugh. I don't know. To me, it just got kind of like a gasp. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants to see this movie.
This movie's
you know,
be
they got like
horrible.
The one guy that hasn't done anything at all, and then they got Norman Reedus, who I guess has only done Walking Dead stuff. And so he's coming back.
So is it gonna be these are the original two guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
But where's Willem Dafoe? He's too hot right now.
Yeah.
That dude's in a Dafoe-nissance and we weren't even talking about it.
Yeah.
He killed it in the Fave. And are you gonna watch that movie, Poor Things?
No.
Why? It's so good. You just know art movies at all. Like, if it was nominated for anything, you're just like, no.
Wasn't it nominated?
Yeah,
it
was
like
nominated for Best
something?
Picture. No, yeah. But it won a lot.
Every time I watch those, I'm always like, oh, that was well done. But I like,
that's,
I don't know that I had a good time.
It's like me in the biopics.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, that was really well done. Someone really put a lot of art and work into that.
Mm. that's great.
All right, how about this? We got a trailer for The Penguin.
Yeah.
Like a teaser.
So, are you a big Colin Farrell guy, right?
I mean, yeah, I like Colin Farrell.
He's kind of awesome. You know, this is going to be the what we thought it was, right? Like gritty, kind of detective stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not Batman centric, or maybe Batman's not in it really. I don't know. Are you excited for this? Like, as it gets closer, I'm kind of not as much, but maybe that's just because it's been so long since The Batman came out.
I am excited because of just like the style that this is in.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that, who's the guy who did The Batman?
Matt Reeves.
I kind of like what his vision of Gotham mm-hmm. is, or maybe the DC universe.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it looks really cool. I thought The Batman was really a cool movie. And I think that some of the DC shows might actually end up hitting better on television than the Marvel shows do.
Yeah, I could see that.
Just because I think it's like what people are kind of looking for in premier television.
You know, and they're willing to go hard PG-13, soft R, where Marvel's not. So, you know, I know that this latest Echo or whatever is apparently an R-rated show and it's unwatchable. So, you know, maybe Disney's going to start doing that a little bit. But yeah, I think that, you know, you got Peacemaker, right? Which is very R-rated, very funny, raunchy, big, crazy. So I think that if they can do more of that, it might be worth watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
I'm excited about this. I think it's going to be really good. What about this? Furiosa trailer.
So this movie is going to be batshit, dude. Do you know what they did to Chris Hemsworth in this movie?
No.
They put him in a big old fake prosthetic nose. Like, he looks ridiculous.
Why?
He's got like a big brow and nose, and he's got like a goofy name, and he rides like a silly big old motorcycle. It's just, you know, I just think that this is the movie where if they have like a fun idea, they just say, yeah, don't ask too many questions, go with it.
Yeah.
And that's maybe why the first one worked.
I mean,
they had a villain with like, in the first one, he's like, you know, he's really into breastfeeding.
Yeah.
You know, and he's got like he's got to have all these maids for that.
I didn't.
It was just weird decisions, but they worked.
Here's the thing. I liked Mad Max a lot, but I never thought at the end of the movie, like, need another one of those.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my worry with this movie a little bit.
I kind of agree.
Just like, I don't know if I need to see what else happened.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know, this
world sucks. Like, yeah. I don't want to spend any more time there.
I didn't find myself thinking, like, I wonder if there's a different road that they drive on.
Yeah.
Right. Is there? What happened the next year?
Furiosa from Fury Road.
When everyone else was driving on the road a year later, was it still crazy?
And you know what? We don't probably know what happens a year later because this is a prequel.
Prequel.
So
how did they even... Who built the road? I don't know that I really...
Who built the road?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to find out.
I don't think I really needed to go deeper
Fury
into
road.
This at all. And so...
The beginning, the first cobble.
Yeah. I don't think I needed more. And that's kind of how I still feel. So,
okay.
Also, let's just be honest. Would there be a road? Is there a road? Or are they just driving on sand?
I mean, I think they're driving on sand.
They're just driving
on
sand.
They're probably driving on a area of sand where other people drive.
Uh-huh. But when, like, sand blows a lot.
Like, in the future, way distant future, the world is wrecked. There's no water. There's no technology, but they have gasoline. They're still able to refine crude oil, refine crude oil into gasoline.
Yes.
Because they got the priority straight. They got to have road battles, bro.
I'm not that excited for this.
No.
I'm not, like...
I don't know why. I want to be. I'm actually more excited maybe for Civil War, like that Alex Garland movie
that looks insane.
Cool.
That looks really cool.
And it's getting pretty good reviews, so.
All right, how about Alien Romulus? We got a trailer for that as well.
This looks sick.
Okay, dude. So do you think this is going to be more like the original Alien movies or more like Covenant?
More like the original Alien movies, I think, which is probably disappointing to you.
It's a little disappointing,
but
I do like all of these.
They're definitely going to go into like... How the, you know, new things about how the aliens work, and you're going to learn a lot.
All of that is fun.
Is great.
That's the most fun part
about
this
stuff.
In
the trailer, there's different, like, phases. They look like there's going to be some new stuff going on for sure. It's not going to be so stripped down where you don't really learn anything. Like, the first movie is cool as fuck because all the world building you learned about was, like, in the background, and it was, you know, but then you want to know more. And so we got that with the second and the third, and you.
What
when they
the
leaned
one,
into that, it actually got better.
What was the one where they were just like, it just turned into an action movie?
I mean, that's like the fourth one.
What's the one though where they just have guns?
Aliens.
They just have all these guns.
It's like a space SWAT team. Yeah. And it's fucking cool as hell. They got future guns.
It was cool. It was a weird, it was kind of a weird decision, I felt like, for what the franchise is.
They got a white lady who remember? They made her tan, and they named her Rodriguez, and her only personality trait was that she was like Mexican.
Yeah.
But she was just a white lady in makeup.
Dang.
Rodriguez!
They did that for a long time. They did that shit all the time. They still kind of do that.
They kind of do.
But yeah, I think that it was a weird choice for them because I think at the heart of it, it's a sci-fi horror, and I think they got to stick with that as much as they can. So
I think they're going to go back to that a little bit. Yeah, this definitely looks a little bit more stripped down. I think it looks amazing. I mean, anything you put in these ships always looks so fucking cool. Like, they have the space aesthetic down. Favorite space aesthetic, I think, is the Alien.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Cooler than, you know, I like how Star Wars, for the most part, it's everything's kind of like well-worn in, and that's kind of the vibe. This is better.
I feel like everything in Alien feels cold, space feels vast and dark. Where I think in a lot of space things, they make space seem really bright.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is really bright, and everything's lit up really bright, and light travels really fast, even though we're in the middle of nowhere space.
Yeah,
I feel like in Alien, you feel the fear of the alien because you don't know where it is, but also because you are in a cold tin can floating in the middle of nowhere, you know, with no one that could ever even get to you to help you.
That's a good point. I think, so the person that's doing this one is named Fede Alvarez.
Okay.
And they did what I thought was a really good Evil Dead remake. And they did this like Don't Speak movie, which was like a cool horror movie. So they definitely have this horror background. And I think it looks great.
Yeah.
And they're really good with like, it's going to be probably like, well, you know, these movies are pretty gross. Like, they have a history of really gross body horror, right?
Yeah.
When you think about like each one, they have something nasty.
Like,
that
even
happens.
In the one,
she's doing her own fucking
C-section.
Like, that was insane.
And they were stapling her stomach and stuff.
Yeah.
That was intense.
You know, the very first one, you get the chest burster, which was iconic. Yeah. So, like, they've always done that. I think that's going to be like mostly what this is. Because the guy's really good at it. And they're just going to have way too much fun with that.
Okay, they're going to have tons of aliens just popping out of people.
It's going to be like a really gross movie, and I'm psyched for that. I love that shit.
I was pretty pumped when, I know I always talk about Prometheus, but in Prometheus, when you could see it in his eyeball.
That was
just
cool.
Just as a little microscopic organism in his eyeball.
That was sick.
And then like,
that was just like in the trailer, and we were like, oh my God.
They do cool stuff. And like, the newer movies with all the jars, like the, like, you know, oozing jars of like this weapon.
Yeah, that was all
cool. All cool. So I don't know. I'm interested in this stuff.
It'll be good.
Are we still getting a TV show on HBO?
Yeah, but that's,
or is it FX
coming? I think it's FX. I think you're right. FX. Yeah.
That's going to be so good.
That's going to be good. I can't wait for that. Definitely most anticipated for that. And the movie, a really close second. It's going to be great.
All right, and then we also got the Acolyte trailer.
Mm-hmm. So you got a Wookiee Jedi?
Wookiee Jedi, that'll be cool.
Okay.
A lot of Jedis, it looks like.
Yeah.
Every time there's this a lot like of Jedi in Star Wars, though, they seem so incompetent.
You get two Jedi in the same room, and now they can't fight one guy.
No.
Like, as soon as one of them dies, they're way better off.
Yeah, just a single Jedi is impossible to defeat, but a whole gaggle of them.
A gaggle over a solo Jedi.
They are going
sure.
down. They're not even blocking.
I know. Like, how about the fact that, you know, you get one Jedi, he could probably take out a whole battalion of clone troopers, right?
Yeah.
But when they show like a group of four or five of them,
they're like,
there's about four or five soldiers shooting them.
Yeah.
No problem.
Here's my other thing. Do you remember in
And it's like, oh, they were surprised. They're also not supposed to be surprised. How about that?
Do you remember in Mandalorian when they showed Grogu like escaping during Order 66?
Yeah.
And there was like multiple Jedi that were like trying to defend the kids. And they were getting absolutely slaughtered. They were all they were just putting their hand up and just taking bullets.
Like, yeah,
it was awful.
I know.
I'm like, what happened to them?
I don't like seeing that stuff.
No,
because like in the original movies, there is no Jedi, and then there's like you see one, and they're like incredibly badass.
I mean, just think of like even in the prequels, which were really stupid. They gave us both ends of it. Like they gave us Obi-Wan and Anakin rolling around. They could take on an army of robots.
They did work well together.
Oh, they just messed everybody up except Dooku.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, like 200 Jedi get put in like a pit to like save a couple people. Remember that?
Yeah, that was cool though.
They were just like, it was like they were doing fucking aerobics out there. They weren't killing anybody. They were
you
killing
do see
anybody.
Like the one Jedi extra doing a backflip with no one around.
There's like Jedi in the middle. They're like six people away from even fighting someone, just swinging away. it's hard to watch.
All right, dude. I mean, you raise a good point about, you know, this time period where it's this is going to be like, hey, everything's going so great. Wait a minute. Is something
going
not
on?
Going great? So that's kind of the time period we got.
I'm excited for this.
I am too. I think it looked really cool. A couple people weren't, you know, it was a little bit mixed reviews on the trailer. I'm excited about it. I thought it looked really good. I think that it has a way better chance of being a little bit more adult and serious, which I think generally works better for Star Wars or for a lot of things. But
I think that kids think Star Wars is okay.
Exactly. So stop making stuff just for them.
I think that they can make TV shows for kids and movies that are mostly for adults or families.
There you go. So. Unless it's just, you know, they get the animated kids movies.
Yeah.
Stick to that.
Yeah. Okay. And then finally, I mean, I don't know that I'm excited about this news, but I will say that this is arguably my second favorite franchise.
Okay.
And that's James Bond.
Oh, yes, yes.
So
yes.
I'd say Harry Potter for now.
God, you love the British stuff, don't you? I see it now.
Harry Potter was probably my favorite, and now I'd say it's probably Bond is two. Potter, I don't know. What have you done lately?
What have you done for me lately?
Not a lot.
Well, at least you always got the rewatches, which seems endless for you.
Yeah, and for everybody on TV, I think, because they're always on. But Bond is a pretty close second for me. The big rumor is that they have offered the role of James Bond to Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yep, handsome guy. Huh. Kind of a big buff guy, I think. At least that's how they make him look in the movies. He was in Kick-Ass when he was like a kid. Do you remember those? Like R-rated. It was like Chloe Moritz. And do you remember those? I wonder if they're any good anymore. I know the first one, I remember it being cool.
This doesn't do much for me. But you know what? I got to be honest with you. I do trust them after their last pick.
That's true.
Daniel Craig. If you would have told me Daniel Craig is going to be Bond, I was pretty young.
They did tell us that.
Yeah.
And we were like, he's blonde. That's insane. Like, it used to just be such a stereotype. Like, Bond was a certain height.
Yeah.
And the actor was a certain hair color and a certain age. And it had to be that. And so that was the first time they stepped out of that. And now they got another blonde kid. I don't know. I think they got a chance to kind of do it differently again.
Yeah,
I think this guy's good. Like,
they're going to go younger, for sure.
He just hasn't made popular movies at all. I mean, he was in that Bullet Train movie with Brad Pitt that was pretty underwhelming. And then he's in Craven, which hasn't come out yet. But
I can tell you guys
right now, it's going to suck.
I think the big thing is with Bond, it's not that hard of a character to play.
Yeah.
You're a fucking vibe, you know? If you're Bond, like, it's not like there's a ton of...
You just need to be either kind of cool or badass or scary.
I like Daniel Craig, and I think he's a great actor, and I think he did an incredible job as Bond. But I don't know that it was because he was doing his best acting,
right,
by any means. He was just cool. He was Bond. He just looked cool. He wore cool shit, and he just, like, could do anything.
Cool cars. And,
yeah.
I guess that's...
You know, under pressure...
You're saying it doesn't matter.
He always just knew what to do. Like, if you can just be that, I think Bond is kind of like playing Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. I get that part. All right, so we haven't heard if he's accepted or not, which makes me question the validity of the entire story because... Of course. Maybe they're negotiating a contract.
Okay. Why would he turn this down?
Oh, come on. This is the best thing he's ever been.
I don't really know that anybody would turn this down. to be honest.
Let's talk about some other people that would or wouldn't turn it down. Have you heard of Regine Page? He's like the handsome, like tall black dude, the British guy.
No.
He was in, you know, Downton Abbey.
No. Nope.
And then he was in like that pretty bad movie with the Skrulls and shit. He was in that show.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
The tall guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a bad
him.
Guy.
Yeah, he's cool. No.
You don't like him for this?
Maybe.
How about Cillian Murphy?
I think no.
Too ugly?
You want to know what I'd say about him? Not athletic.
Yeah.
Doesn't look athletic.
You're right.
Like, he looks like he could play every role of, like, someone who was, like, unintentionally sexy to people.
Mm.
And he's, like, smart and he's, like, gritty and tough, but, like, he's not, like, jacked like a lot of other people are.
He could definitely star in, like, a guy with polio. Do you think he would crush that? You know, it's a period piece. That's all he does.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Give me another
one. That'd be perfect. Tom Hardy. This is somebody that we had wanted in the past.
I think Tom Hardy has turned into... This is a real insult.
Oh, no.
I think he's turned into whatever Even Stevens' name is.
Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, they're just like the same now?
They're the same. Like, what do they even do?
Valuing trolls.
What do they even do?
Yeah.
What are they in? What is Tom Hardy in?
I don't know.
Does he make shows anymore?
I think he's still working on Taboo season two.
Okay.
All right, so Tom Hardy.
No, I have no interest in him.
Yeah, that's fine. How about Henry Cavill?
No, we've given him too many big roles.
Iconic roles.
He's had like too many like franchise-leading roles already. I don't need any more from him.
You don't need that from him?
No.
All right, is there anybody else that you would pull off the bench? And for whatever reason... they seem to have to be British. That seems to be a rule.
I know who it's supposed to be. It's so obvious to me. There's no person in the world that would get me more excited, that would get the world more excited, that would have more, you would do the biggest movies. That's Ryan Gosling. It's who it needs to be. It needs to be Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
He would be unreal in this role.
God, you're right.
He would be perfect. It would be a slightly... funny Bond that had a couple quips every movie that were kind of funny.
He'd be very funny.
He's...
But did you ever see Drive?
Yeah. He was cool in it.
He was really scary and cool and creepy and mysterious, and he could definitely pull all that off.
Yeah, so I think he should be Bond.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I don't think it's even, like, no one else is even close.
God. That would be... And he's... The age is really, really good.
Age is perfect. I just think like
we've seen him do some action stuff and he's good.
He's surprisingly fucking yoked.
Were you surprised when you Googled? Is that why you said he's surprisingly yoked?
Yeah, he's just
even more yoked than I had thought before.
Dude is huge. So.
Yeah. No, that dude, and he could go Cillian on the bit.
Yeah.
Or he could go like Zac Efron.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, he,
body type.
He can do both.
He'll do whatever
he
needs.
He can do both.
It's on your vision board both ways.
Yeah.
I like that. Honestly, that's great. The only problem is, you know, he's an American and they won't pick him, which is really too bad. Are the days of one of those kids from Game of Thrones taking this role over for you?
It's over
Kit
for
Harington,
them too.
Their careers?
Yeah, they're not at that level.
Yeah, I agree.
They were like, the best thing they ever did was Game of Thrones.
And it's becoming clear.
Yeah.
It's every day that goes by.
So no, I would say no on those guys.
Yeah. Rupert Grint? Let's go with a... They need him. He's already filming the...
Rupert Grint, I don't know why every time I ever see him do anything, which is pretty rare.
Yeah.
He doesn't make anything. He feels like he's really entitled.
Yeah.
Like, he feels like he is.
Well, you know what he's got coming up.
What?
Biopic, Ed Sheeran. The Ed Sheeran biopic.
Is that the only thing he can do?
That's what he's waiting for. He's like, God, please, hope he stays famous so I can do his biopic someday.
All right, well, it's time for Hot Rex and Not Rex. And I have a couple that I want to just kind of, like, give a callback because I was just kind of starting.
You're catching up on
last
stuff.
Week. So just two of them quickly. One of them, I've been watching Peacock's The Traitors.
Okay.
Okay. And I watched all of season one now in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And from what I've heard, season two is significantly better.
And you just started it, whatever.
Just started season two.
Okay.
I like the show.
Yeah.
It's flawed. I'm not sure that they had it totally thought out, but it just is a really good level of TV game and drama.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they kind of nailed that. So overall, I like this show.
Do
and
the
I think
people just win money?
Yeah, they just win money.
So and it's like, funny that they're like not at the level of, because this is a fine line, right? They'll do, if they do shows with big enough celebrities,
yeah,
the audience does not like that they would win money.
Yeah.
They just assume they're rich as fuck.
Yes.
They better be playing for charity.
These people are like, I knew.
But this is like Larsa Pippen.
So like season one or is, Larsa, is like 10 reality TV stars that I knew. I think I knew zero of. Oh, and I knew one. Ryan Lochte.
Okay.
He was on season one. He was the only person I even recognized.
All right.
Season two, I recognize a lot more people.
Most of them, yeah.
They're all.
And if we watched like Housewives and stuff,
Housewives,
I bet there's a couple
and Survivor
of those
and Big Brother, The Challenge, which I do love.
You know all those people
and,
for sure.
Then there's.
But they got CT and Bananas.
Yeah,
like they got
both of them.
The cream of the crop.
Deontay Wilder, the former heavyweight champion boxer who's still one of the best in the world, is on.
That's a big get.
There's like a politician. There's. I don't know. It just is a lot of like. Interesting people, Larsa Pippen and Michael Jordan's kid, Marcus Jordan.
Which maybe they were together when they filmed
this?
Yeah,
they were. They for
okay,
sure were.
Because they're not now.
Maybe they aren't because of the show.
That would be some good drama.
So overall, Traitors, it's a wreck. It's not like a hot wreck, but it's a good mindless reality
show. I think
show.
If I did, I would just start at season two.
I think you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Season one was like good to get to know the game, but I think season two is going to be like, we had a lot of flaws.
So
we didn't think shit out.
I watched all of Love is Blind season six or whatever most recent one
is.
And it gets worse and worse. I'll just say
that. Yeah, it does.
You could really just watch the first like
I think it's a,
four episodes.
I think it's like a bell curve.
Yeah. Yes.
Like the
yes.
show, like in the middle of the show, it's cooking and you're really in and then
skewed right.
And then
skewed right bell curve.
Yeah. And then when they get to like seeing each other's fake apartment, maybe real apartment, it feels fake every time.
It does.
They go to that and then that's like a big part of it. And then after that, I'm like, okay, I'm really burned out on this.
Yeah. They had made their decision if they're actually going to get married a while before that.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're playing it out for drama. So I just mentioned that. So, The Traitors, maybe.
I like it.
Maybe.
I like it. Okay. It's a fun show.
All right.
And then also Halo.
Yes.
This is on, Paramount Plus.
So I had tried to get you to watch this.
You did.
And you finally did.
Yeah, I finally did. I think Halo season one is someone really messed up.
Really?
Like, it's pretty bad. The writing is bad. And then the CG is not at the level to be on a show like this. It's like, it was the worst CG I've seen. It looked like the Scorpion King. The Mummy, the Scorpion King.
Oh, come on.
That's what it looked like to me. I'm not even fucking around. It looked so bad. There was a point where I was like, is this like a dream sequence? Or like, why does it look so terrible? Like, they're on a planet and it looked like it was like Windows 95.
Oh, my God. Honestly, I do remember there being some really bad CG shots. But I thought overall there was also some cool ones.
Yes. The budget is way up for season two. So I'm halfway through season two. It's significantly better. Now, is this a great show with the best writing? No. It's a fun show with pretty bad writing.
Yeah.
Some kind of bad acting, but just cool enough moments. The fight scenes are cool. The main characters are all pretty fun. The mystery of Halo is really cool. And me just waiting for the Flood to arrive the best part of the show.
They're holding out as long. They will tease the Flood at the end of this.
You think?
Well, I mean, I think you're a little farther into the season than I am, so maybe not, but
I don't know.
I think that if they're just hoping to get a season three greenlit, and they'll bring the Flood in.
I think that, like,
even though the Flood was halfway through the first game, but
yeah, I think it would be cool if, like, we get to the end of the season, and then, like, in the post-credit scene, it is, like, I don't know what they are, a spore?
Yeah.
Some kind of virus or something? I don't know what it is.
I don't even.
Whatever it is, you see something that everyone's going to know that's what it is. And then midway through next year, maybe they go to like the place, the archives or whatever.
That was so
the library,
cool.
The library.
It was completely like taken over.
And
to get on Halo for this to happen.
It had that like circle guy, the Arbiter.
Yeah.
Who you like followed around and he was like kind of bad and kind of.
You didn't really know,
but
you didn't
have
a choice.
Or bad, and then like Cortana didn't trust him.
Yes.
Yeah, that shit was good.
Is Cortana like in it properly yet? I mean,
I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay. All right. You must be a
couple. I like Cortana.
Yeah.
I like a cool character. See, this is what I'm saying. I think I wish somebody else would have started making this because I think season one almost killed the show.
Yeah.
And then I think they were just like, we'll give you one last chance. And now I think season two is like a solid B minus, maybe a B on its best day.
Okay. All right. I'm catching up.
It's
then.
Like a B show. It's like, it's okay. It's fun.
Love it.
Okay. You watched the movie Dream Scenario.
So you know that I like to watch all the Nick Cage movies for some fucking reason. Yeah. I can't stop. And this one like actually was pretty well renowned and he had a really great performance in it. It's like a weird indie movie with like a bit of a budget for kind of like wild sequences because it's this scenario where this like kind of like professor who kind of is a loser, definitely an underachiever, starts to appear in everyone's dreams. And of course he like gets way too into it and he's like, you know, he's loving the celebrity of it and everything goes just about as darkly as it could.
Hmm.
And it's a pretty fun ride because they show a lot of these dream sequences and it's very clear what's real and what's not, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's not like it follows a linear narrative. All these things are good about it. But it does allow itself to get pretty wild with the dream stuff. So dude, it's fun to watch. I think Nick Cage is just captivating. He kind of plays like this, like totally different bald character. Like he's goofy. It's funny, but it's, you know, sad. I kind of like this movie. I mean, it's still probably only, it's like a very interesting 83.
Okay.
Okay. Dream Scenario. I think
that's
it's
how most of his
Peacock
movies
right
are.
Now.
What's the movie where he was like, Hulu? Bees? No, not the bees.
I'm a bees.
What was that?
Wicker Man. It was a remake of an older shitty movie.
Ugh.
Yeah. But okay. I mean, you know, the guy's made 1 million movies.
Yeah.
And yeah, most of them really bad for sure.
Yeah. A lot of really bad movies.
But so many.
Okay. What about Three Body Problem? It's okay. On Netflix. This looks like a big deal.
Big fucking budget thing for them.
Who made this?
So this is, it's Netflix. I think it's Dan and Dave from
Thrones.
From Thrones, okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were still in high demand even after that show ended, and they picked a big project, which was like this giant story that it's like a Chinese graphic novel that was huge, and then they adapted it into like a Chinese-made show, which was like people liked, but it's no one's gonna watch that here.
Yeah.
And then they've remade it and it's still got a lot of like true to the story, you know, Chinese stuff. But it's, you know, now it's like this globetrotting adventure, really like pretty hard sci-fi. I don't know what's going on yet, but I'm really intrigued. I watched two episodes. There's good acting in it. There's good writing in it. There's a lot of cool mysteries in it. It's spanning different time periods. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I'm down for the ride so far. So Three Body Problem on Netflix. Eric, I would love for you to watch it so we could talk about it.
Okay.
Watch if the first two if you can.
It looks cool.
I'm going to watch Halo season two, and you watch that, all right?
Yeah, deal.
Okay.
I think I know that yours is going to be better.
Yes. Yeah. I know what I'm getting with yours. More of the same, but hopefully a little better, because season two, like you said.
Yeah, cooler.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch this for sure. It looks like a big show for them.
They kind of want it to hit. They mm-hmm. don't have a lot of stuff that you're excited for season two, three, four right
this
now.
This might be their next Stranger Things?
I think that they want it to be, although, you know, it's not goofy and funny. It's a totally different tone. Very, like, hard sci-fi, you know, in tone. Not kids aren't going to like this show.
All right, and then finally, should everyone tune in to X-Men 97? Huge.
Great
intro.
You could watch it just for the intro.
Yeah.
They, like, reanimated the intro. But they kept it exactly the same way.
I saw that. That was cool.
That's kind of what they did with the whole show. I was not excited for the show. I had very low expectations for the show. I thought it'd be one season. They're kind of just doing it cheap for like the certain amount of fans that are my age that are going to go watch it and check it out. No, they took it super serious. They did an awesome job with it. The animation is the same style, but it looks way better. It's like just the frame rate is up and it just, they've gotten better at all this stuff. I I'm into, like, they finally made Cyclops not a little annoying bitch.
Okay, so he is strong in the show.
He's got moves that you have not seen him do before.
Okay.
Okay? He can do stuff with his lasers that we didn't know about, and it's really cool. So, okay. I'm into it.
Any other characters better than you remembered or better
in
this version?
Well, I like Wolverine in this version because he doesn't have to be the focus, and yeah. He's really just, like, this funny, incredibly badass, kind of grumpy guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay for him to be small doses. Sometimes that works for characters.
I think he's better
in these,
the less we see him.
Yeah.
Like, when he shows up and is a
loving,
issue.
Loving the Gambit stuff, obviously. He's fantastic. Dude, it's good, and I'm not even, like, annoyed by Jean Grey.
How about Rogue?
She's great.
Yeah,
Rogue in this... best ever.
Okay.
Because she flies and she's strong. And
real
she
strong.
Does, you know,
she's
Anna Paquin.
Everybody.
Anna Paquin, dude. Not so good. Oh, by the way,
yeah.
Magneto. So he's old. Okay.
Yep.
But he's really huge and buff.
Yeah.
Like
that was
big,
always
tall
weird.
Buff.
That was always a weird choice for me.
There's guys, they're out there.
Yeah.
But he's got the most insane 80s, like, well, I guess it was 90s, like, flowing, like, long mullet gray
that like
just
that.
And he looks cool as fuck, and he's like a major character,
yeah, as he
so
should be.
This is good shit. I've only seen there, this is week to week, that's how big a deal this is. They didn't just drop it on us, so I've seen two and I can't wait for 3, 4, whatever. It's awesome.
Dang.
Between that and Invincible, I got some good animated superhero shit to watch right now.
Okay, so final question for you today is just this.
What?
So X-Men 97, we didn't know it needed a reboot, but obviously they've rebooted it. They actually just continued on in the story, it sounds like.
Right, which, I, by the way, you don't have to know where the story was. It's fine.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
But so my question is, are there any other IPs or stories that you can think of that could, or just any kind of TV show that could use a reboot that would be, you think would be successful?
I think that they should reboot Lost.
Yeah, I do too.
Because then you could watch it. Because I wouldn't suggest to you or anybody listening, if you haven't seen Lost,
it's too long.
It's, people don't watch TV like that anymore.
No.
You would fucking be so mad.
You'd
at
be
the
like,
filler
why,
episodes.
Why is there an
and
episode
the cliffhanger
about this random person on the plane who I don't even remember was on the plane?
You know, and eventually you would hate how they just had to meet their rating every single week.
Yeah.
And so they would just write crazy shit into the story that they couldn't.
Explain,
follow up on.
They never figure it out.
They couldn't figure it out. So I think that they could remake Lost with a different, like, ending. Like, maybe something happens at the end of season 4 of the show or 3, and it, like, changes everything, and you get a different outcome. You know what I mean? Where you're like, oh, that didn't happen in the last one. And then all of a sudden it's, like,
I think that
totally
they,
different.
I think that they should do the first part of Lost, like, through, like, the second... halfway through the second season,
mm-hmm.
with the hatch and stuff.
Yeah, that stuff was incredible.
And then I think that I would have a totally new story from that point on.
Yeah.
We don't even need, like, you could have some group of people, but it doesn't, I would change it even from the others or whatever, just to redo it. No Ben Linus, even though I like Ben Linus, he was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I think I would just, like, I think I'd reset it and just say, give us another chance. This
maybe
was a,
like,
really cool story.
You know, they don't reset the button and then something happens. It didn't happen in the last one, right? And you go from there.
Well, it's just, I don't need them to go home and then we've got to go back.
Insane.
I was like, why would you do that? Why would anyone do that?
And they did.
You're pretty miserable there.
Yeah.
It was like a lot of, it was like Lord of the Flies. Like, why would you want to go back to that?
That was insane, but they had to get off the island at some point, I guess, which maybe they didn't.
Didn't John Locke, like, turn into the island or something? Like, what happened?
I think he could, well, he couldn't walk.
But then he could. And he could, then I think
but
he
then when he
again.
Went back, he couldn't,
again. Yeah.
So then he wanted to go back.
Then they had the big thing where they were like, at the end, it was like every religious symbol.
Yeah. They wanted, like, to hit them all.
Okay, so, like, all the religions were just this island, or, like...
But then you ask that question, and then they'd be like...
What are you talking
you
about?
You think about it, it's, you know... Yeah, it's just like, you need to make up your mind.
Yeah,
it's like, well,
I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that.
There wasn't
the only,
enough
the
there.
Only mind-making up I want to do... All right, I'll give you some examples of mind-making up I do want to have to think about.
Okay.
Did the top, like, tip at all?
Oh, yes. You know? Yes, yes. At the end of Inception.
Inception. Yep. Did it move?
It moved.
I think it did.
It moved.
For me. Birdman, he jumps out the window. What happened? Did he die?
Yes.
He's just dead.
Yep.
He just killed himself.
Yes.
Okay. Trying to think if there's another one like that. I think there was a recent one from a show this last year, but I'm not going to give that away for people.
Oh, yeah.
Any other ones like that you can think of?
It would be cool if I could come up with like two or three more and we were kind of riffing on this. I can't think of any other ones.
Maybe like...
like famous... oh, how about Memento?
Yeah, I was just about to say Memento.
Hey, we hit Memento.
That's
right?
What I was going to say too, yeah.
Yeah.
Memento...
he is 100% just a serial killer.
Yeah, at this point, he's been just chasing...
He may be even playing up this whole memory loss.
Yeah.
any other ones? What do you got? But I like this. I like this game.
Okay.
These are the ones that worked.
Yeah, things that I was unsure. I mean, I think a famous one is The Sopranos, right?
Oh, yes.
That's a really famous one.
That sucked. Now, that sucked. I hated that one. That one did not work. Not okay at all.
What about, I have a good one for you. Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one where they went into the middle of the earth?
I think it ended the earth, bro.
You think so?
Yeah.
That was it?
The hands came up and that was it, bro.
That was pretty dope.
Yeah, that was great. I love that movie. Well, okay. What were we talking about?
Okay, one more. Fight Club. He shoots himself in the chin.
Oh, so you think that maybe he just
died? Dead. He could have just been
dead. Yeah, that's kind of the alternate.
Or did he just kill Tyler Durden? I mean, that's kind of what I think you were supposed to
think. He had
to
do something so drastic.
Yeah, he shot himself, and then Tyler was gone. Yeah. That was it.
That's how I took it.
And then you watched all the financial buildings toppling.
Which was great.
Real or not real? You know, like,
I think so. Like, but I can see that it's like with the dreamy song they put on there to try to make it.
I kind of feel like the end of the movie, like he might have just been dead, but like...
and that would
idea,
be okay
it was
too.
Just like the idea, his idea was living on or something. I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, now I might need a rewatch of that. I like that.
I don't know. I feel like we're just coming up with a bunch of good ones here.
We're coming up with good ones. So what needs a remake? Lost would be cool. I think we've talked about this before, but give us a R-rated like Ninja Turtle movie. One. I mean, just start Star Wars over.
I mean, I'd say definitely Seinfeld. I'd like for
A reunion season?
Yeah, like a
you
four
know
episodes.
How
we
bad
talked
that's
about
gonna
that.
Be, but
I think it would be kind of fun.
I mean, it might be. They're all still pretty talented. I mean, yeah, it could work.
Trying to think if there's any other shows that I really wish they would restart. Most of them are bad. They love to do 90s sitcoms. They're like, they're like Fuller House. That was a real one. Boy Meets, Girl Meets
Do
World.
You remember the Bel Air? It was the Fresh Prince.
Bel-Air, yeah.
I watched like six or seven. I mean, I watched the whole first season of that. I don't know what I was thinking.
They really wanted to do a lot of those.
Yeah, they did a lot of that. And, you know,
that was like that. You know what that was? That was peak. That was like, to me, that felt like peak content that came from the pandemic.
Yes, dude.
They were like, I'm stuck by myself. Can't really work with anyone else. I've been watching a lot of Full House. Why don't we do more?
Yeah, right.
Why don't we do more, boss?
You know what I think they should reboot? I think it's about time. Avatar movies. It's been long enough, hasn't it? They should reboot it. You could have the rebooted series going on at the same time as the sequels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they should.
What else? What do you got? You got any other ones?
No, most of them have already been done.
Yeah. New stuff is good.
I hope
they make a sequel to The Creator.
Okay.
They came out on Apple Plus recently. It's awesome, and I hope we get more of it. I don't know. Otherwise, you know, it would also be cool to get another like big budget Hannibal Lecter movie.
Okay.
Like whether it's a reboot of that or they do it, you know, some kind of sequel. Or even in the universe, like they did, like the Red Dragon, right? That didn't necessarily, it was pretty adjacent.
You loved that stuff.
I read all those books and I love all that shit. So that would be cool. And I don't know. A lot of great options.
I mean, they were, I'd say the next one that will get done is an HBO Batman cartoon, maybe.
Okay.
But I feel like they've already done more
Batman
cartoons.
They've done a lot of that stuff. And I don't know why. I you know, like on HBO Max, there's so many options of all these, like, kind of give an adult, like,
yeah, like,
they look cool, like, but I'm
hour
not,
and 15 minute
I'm
movie.
Not trying a single one of those, dude. I'm yeah. not clicking any of that stuff. So I don't know. Don't think okay. I care about that one.
All right. Well, guys, that is all the time we have this week on the Nordies podcast. So thanks for tuning in. Go back, check out our sports cast. And otherwise, you know what? Thanks for being good friends and being here with us at the Nordies podcast.